Blog Talk Radio.
I just picked you up from the airport, put down your bag. I could tell you've been working all night, you want a bath. Let me go, crank the jets on the jacuzzi, sit down, relax. The water's ready, take your clothes off and leave, and let's begin.
Girl, you don't know
how long I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna take your cantaloupe. So baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? 'Cause I wanna see you watch the sun rise with no panties on. Girl, it's just so easy to get to it with no panties on. I'll look you in your eyes while I kiss you with no panties on. Baby, hop out the water and play the style. Here, let me dry you off and lay you down. Now here's some cocoa butter oil. I'ma rub you down. Let's squeeze your wet body slowly, 'cause I love the sound.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna take the cantaloupe. I look you in your eyes while I kiss it with no panties on. Picked you up from the airport, put down your bag. I could tell you've been working all night, you want a bath. Let me go, crank the jets on the jacuzzi, sit down, relax. The water's ready, take your clothes off and leave, and let's begin.
Girl, you don't know
how long I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna take your cantaloupe.
Damn.
So baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? 'Cause I wanna see you watch the sun rise with no panties on. Girl, it's just so easy to get to it with no panties on. I'll look you in your eyes while I kiss you with no panties on. Baby, hop out the water and play the style. Here, let me dry you off and
lay you down.
Here's some cocoa butter
oil. I'ma rub you down. Ow. Squeeze your wet body slowly. Cause I love the pain. For this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna take the candle. Now, baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? Hey. Cause I wanna see you watch the sunrise with no panties on. Girl, it's just so easy to get to it with no panties on, yeah. I look you in your eyes while I kiss it with no panties on.
Slow down.
I told Waleed I didn't want to do this, but you gave me no other choice. Waleed, look what you made me do. Rico, hold up, hold up. The club is obese and my pockets on throw out. The DJ in the booth making the speakers wanna blow out. Got a team of ladies with me and we bout to get it. Hold up. And shawty say she wanna star. I told her make it squat and take off like a car. She really wants to drive like Dennis Kirkpatrick. Gonna grab the stick, pop the clutch, get at it. You got air like a Ferrari. What was I thinking, girl? I'm sorry. I meant to say that you got curves like a Bugatti. Watch me spin this one to bread, Ricky Bobby.
Go make that air drip. 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 Go make that air drip.
Do it, that booty move is slow, special ed, call it stupid. You be doing things with that rest of the whole crew. You got a foreign body, make them say, who that? Now pop the clutch for the cash. Snatch the brake, make it slide for the fans. Engine running, I'ma call a Stacey Dash. Give it to me till you run out of gas. Yeah, girl, you driving it like a winner. You in the front, I'm in the rear, you no beginner. Make that booty do donuts for me. I love the way you twerk, a true story.
Go make that ass drip. 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 Go make that ass drip.
Drip, drip, drip. Let me see you make it.
Hey, you need a race track for the way you ride it. Everybody moves to the side when you wind it. It's your one for NASCAR, girl, let me find you. Now let me show you around Tokyo.
Don't make that a trip. 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 Don't make that out drip, don't make that out drip. Don't make that out drip, don't make that out drip.
Thanks for calling into First Fam Radio. I'm your host, Keita Maria. Coming up, we have the one and only Rico Barino. Stay tuned. He'll be here in a couple of seconds. I'm going to take it to an old joint, Followers Radio.
Uh-huh.
with a drug. Effing about the knucklehead promoters and dope boys. I'm tweeting about her, but she don't know. Tweeted by a couple homeboys, I know that. Hashtag random thoughts. 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 Smiling a high. Maybe say a joke or two. Thank you. Post on my timeline, I did it up. Thanks to you.
This is First Fam Radio, the hottest internet radio station on the planet.
I want to give a shout out to First Fam Radio, you know.
I
want to
give a shout out to the First Family Radio Station, Live and Train.
First Fam Radio!
And who y'all love? Who y'all love?
We love you!
Yeah! All right.
This is Kyrie coming from the Rail House, and this is First Family Entertainment.
First Family Entertainment, baby.
Tune into First Fam Radio. I'm your girl, Keita Maria, and we have live on the line Mr. Rico Barino.
What up, what up?
Hi, Rico, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm moving and shaking, and, you know, right now is a blessed time for me, you know. As I always say, my ship is slowly moving, so, you know, we got our sails up, and we, you know, we're constantly going.
That's what's up. It's been almost a year and a half since the last time I spoke with you. I know you have a lot going on since the last time I talked to you. What's new for 2012? I'm sorry, 2014.
it's good. It's good that I got you stuck on 2012. But
right.
Of course, we all know it's 2014, and it's been some time since I think the last time we chatted was 2012 play that I put out.
Right.
Recently, you know, put out a few things. Put out the mixtape Musical Evolution. You can find that on iTunes. And of course, if you know, for all my non-believers, who's still trying to get a feel for, you know, who Rico Barino really is, or rather, let's just say where Rico Barino is going, because, you know, right now I'm on the timeline. I'm taking everybody on the timeline. But if you're still trying to figure out who I am, definitely go and get the new EP that, you know, is fresh on the market. You can go get it off of livemixtapes.com for free. And, you know, hopefully I'll impress you, and you can go and pick up Musical Evolution off iTunes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So one of the things that's hot right now is reality shows. With you already being an established artist and still paving your way in the music industry, have you ever thought about, or are there any works in the deal, any deals in the work right now as far as a reality show?
You know, me and my sister, we've talked about it, and they actually have, like, a deal on the table for another reality show in which, you know, I thought about being in. But where I'm going, to me, it really doesn't matter, because right now I'm in the process of, again, taking you on this timeline in which displays the fact that I'm an artist that you would want to come and hear rather come and see. I feel like you go and see Chris Brown, you go and see, you know, Rick Ross and Drake. I feel like you go and hear people like, you know, who could I say? You go and hear John Legend, because, you know, he could sit down by the piano, and, you know, the music is big, and that's kind of, you know, where I'm going, where I'm gravitating. Those are the places where I long to be. Right now, you know, I'm in this phase of giving those bedtime stories and the bedroom music and giving you those club records for you to dance to. But when all that stops and you need something to think about, then I want to be your guy. I want to be that the male Adele to bring out a different side of the listener. So you know, reality show TV, it's cool. And, you know, again, when the opportunity presents itself, you know, I'll be ready. But that's not something that I'm, you know, desperately into.
Absolutely. You have an amazing single out right now, No Panties.
Thank you.
What made you come up with that song?
Again, I'm a storyteller. And, you know, when I initially got the track, you know, I was just kind of listening to it. And, you know, Jay-Z said it best. Sometimes, you know, when you get a track, I like to move now off of tracks that speak to me. It's kind of like an artist. You know, when an artist gets different canvases, they can already see the colors and see the picture. And so with that being said, that's what I seen. And I just kind of started not just seeing this scene of girl working hard, getting off work, you know, guy comes to get her, you know, go back, and he shows his appreciation. And what he's really trying to say is, you know, hey, will you, tonight you don't have to sleep with any panties on. Just, you know, come to bed and be free. So that's where
it
came from.
Absolutely. See, man, I'm going to tell you my perception of where I thought it came from. I remember last time you were on here, we were promoting the single Followers. So I thought maybe that one of your Twitter followers maybe sent you a Twitter pic with no panties on and it inspired you.
Now, you know what? In a perfect world, it may be so. But unless how about this? We'll just say that it was a spinoff of, you know, Followers, meaning that I finally met the girl, and she finally gave in, you know, to my energy. And from there, we spent time together. And come to find out, the girl was working at the club. And I went to pick her up from the club. And then, you know, the rest is history.
Absolutely. So my next question is, are you still signed with Grand Hustle?
Signed. No, that's a big word. Affiliated. We're still a family. Basically, my contract expired, which that's what I wanted to do, because I feel like to be unsigned would mean almost like fire or you know, termination. and basically had those options. It's still, the paperwork is still there, but I just never sent over my I quit letter. We just kept it family, and so I could still, you know, I still write for different artists and still do anything, but the expiration gave me freedom to spread wings, really get out and do what I'm doing, even if I have to push it by myself. So right now I'm kind of like on my Kanye thing, just like proving to the world, getting the streets, you know, credibility from the streets, so I can make my transition and be, they help, you know, propel me to where I want to be.
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do is, Rico, I'm going to go into the next joint, and then I'm going to come back. Y'all stay tuned. We have the one and only Rico Barino, First Fam Radio.
It's tonight, my birthday, Tommy Montana birthday, Big Boo, Big Boo celebrating his birthday.
Happy birthday, nigga.
DJ Money, he down there, he celebrating his birthday. First Fam coming, man, like 2,000 strong, you know what I'm saying? And
talking Johnny Bravo. Keep plenty cheese and I ain't talking about nacho. Hit your bitch once when the blush scream Bravo. She breaking bread with me, boy, you trying to pay a cardinal. Hey girl, see your ends and see your barcode. Fuck Ruth Chris, I'm trying to buy the bitch nacho. You a young dummy, hell no, that's not my hoe. We all getting money, that's the team hoe. Thought you was street, guess you don't know the lingo. I'm trying to get some dabbing so the kids can go bingo. Now watch the money stack like Pringles. I know I'm make it rain, but today I'm throwing singles. Now watch the money stack like Pringles. I barely make it rain, but today I'm throwing singles. I smoke two stacks, pass to a dumb high. I got bad bitches, so that mean I'm super fly. Green in the black bags, I keep back. Leave them with the sad face when we fly back. Now watch us fall out. Like go tomorrow. Come up with the college boy, we some of the stars. Couple brothers five here and I ain't talking bomb.
Picked you up from the airport, put down your bag. I could tell you've been working all night, you want it back. Let me go, crank the jets on the jacuzzi, sit down, relax. The water's ready, take your clothes off and leave, and let's begin.
You don't know
how long I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna taste your cantaloupe. So baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? Cause I wanna see you watch the sun rise with no panties on. Girl, it's just so easy to get to it with no panties on. I'll look you in your eyes while I kiss you with no panties on. Baby, hop out the water and play the style. Here, let me dry you off and
lay you down.
Some cocoa butter oil, I'ma rub you down. And squeeze your wet body slowly, cause I love the time.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna take your candle. I look you in your eyes while I kiss it with no panties on.
Slow down.
I told Waleed I didn't want to do this, but you gave me no other choice. Waleed, look what you made me do. Rico, hold up, Hold up. The club is obese and my pockets on throw out. The DJ in the booth making the speakers wanna blow out.
Got a team of ladies with me and we bout to get it.
Hold up. And shawty say she wanna star. I told her make a squat and take off like a car. She really wants to drive like Dinner Cup Patrick. Go on and grab the stick, pop the clutch, get at it. You got air like a Ferrari. What was I thinking, girl? I'm sorry. I meant to say that you got curves like a Bugatti. Watch me spin this one to bread, Ricky Bobby.
Don't make that drip. 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 Don't make that drip.
Now let me see you make it.
They on the dance for Ellis.
Rico, do it. Do it. That booty move is slow, special ed, call it stupid. You be doing things with that rest of the whole crew. You got a foreign body, make them say, who that? Now pop the clutch for the cash. Snatch the brake, make it slide for the fans. Engine running, I'ma call a Stacey Dash. Give it to me till you run out of gas. Yeah, girl, you driving it like a winner. You in the front, I'm in the rear, you no beginner. Made that booty do donuts for me. I love the way you twerk, a true story.
Don't make that drip. 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 Don't make that drip.
Let me see you make it.
Hey, you need a race track for the way you ride it. Everybody moves to the side when you wind it. It's your one for NASCAR, girl, let me find you. Now let me show you around Tokyo.
Don't make that drip. 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 Don't make that drip.
Let me see you make it.
Thanks for tuning in to First Fam Radio. It's your girl, Keita Maria. We have the one and only Mr. Rico Barino online. Rico?
Yo.
All right, we're back. To all the listeners out there, you definitely can go to Rico's website, www.ricobarino.com, and you will find everything there. Rico, my question to you is, as an experienced artist, do you think it's better for an up-and-coming artist to try to take the independent route or to push to try to get signed?
I say independent because right now, you know, the industry is all about numbers. So, you know, everything is a gamble. And I feel like when you get signed, they have the ability to kind of, like, shelf you if, you know, if they're unsure or if they don't believe in your craft or your music. So I definitely feel like the industry is kind of like, being in the industry is kind of like, you know, preparing to go to the NBA. You know, they judge things by how well you perform on a smaller scale and how many numbers you can gather. You know, everything is about the number system. So I would say for all the independent artists or artists just getting started, you just keep grinding independently, making sure you get your product out there, making sure you know, branding your image, and the sound that you're trying to basically give to the listener.
Absolutely. You started your first band when you was around the age of 11 years old. Back then, when you was a child, could you imagine that you would be as successful as you are now with your music?
Yeah, I dream. I still dream. I'm never satisfied, and I dream of being in many places that I've never seen. and having opportunities, you know, that I've never got a chance to have, you know, quite yet. I think the path that I'm taking is a good path. It's slow and steady, and I'm able to learn from other people's mistakes. And when I do make mistakes, I'm able to get back on track quick without being persecuted or ridiculed for, you know, the things that most celebrities go through. So I'm kind of being able to enjoy what's going on, you know, being a writer as well. You know, I have a lot of people who notice me every day, but occasionally you get, you know, quite a bit of people who don't yet. And I'm just being able to enjoy that free time, that free space of being ordinary or feeling ordinary, even though you're not, is good for me. So, you know, I think that's basically where we're at with all that.
Absolutely. Now, you know how every New Year's, everyone has a New Year's resolution. When 2014 came in, was there a specific goal that you was working on for 2014?
Yeah. I think my ultimate, I had a few phrases. One is the phrase, the setup. It's all about the setup. You know, 2014, I'm not trying to play checkers. I'm trying to play chess. And my other phrase would be, you know, why, you know, walk around on the ground with pigeons when you can soar with eagles. And I think my last one, that I try and move swift with every day is be greater than you were the day before. So, you know, that's those are my things. Is, you know, I feel like the music is great, but now it's all about self-discipline and again, just a relentless, ignorant grind to get the masses to see. I feel like that is a part of my storybook.
Absolutely. Being an artist and with as much clout as you have, I would say that you're moving at a steady pace for your fans. Once we start to miss you, you're coming back out with something new. How was the love from your hometown in High Point?
I get a lot of love, and that's hard for most artists. Now, I guess because of the way I carry myself through the whole Triad area of and in the Carolinas, period. I think I get more love, more people who love me than hate me. I feel like if you hate me, that's just something that's very personal. You know, occasionally you may not like someone and you can't figure out why, you know,
right,
until you get to know them. And so other than that, I get a lot of love. At the same time, it can be hard because you got to understand with all that love, people expect they have an expectancy or they have an assumption that you're on, so they don't have to request records on radio. So, you know, I like to encourage people and all the listeners, if you love, you know, what you're hearing, you know, request my record, even if it's not at your station, you know what I mean, request a record because, you know, that at least makes the PD of the radio station or the personality or the mix show DJ, it kind of makes them aware that someone's checking for me. Not because, you know, I display this, you know, this aura about myself that, you know, it's just like bossed up, but, you know, mostly because the music is great and you believe in the music. So that's it.
Awesome. So 2014, we have a lot of new stars coming out, hitting big. I just want to throw a couple of names out there to you, and I want you to give me the first thing that comes to your mind when I mention these artists. The first one would be YG from California.
Dope artist.
Okay. We're going to go with Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, my God. Phenomenal.
Okay. J. Cole.
Great storyteller.
Okay. K. Michelle.
Super real.
And my last one would be Tamar Braxton.
I'm going to say gracefully elegant in her artistry.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, my next question to you is, how are you able to remain humble and, you know, with your career, how are you able to remain humble? You know, us for the public, sometimes we view celebrities sometimes as jackasses, and that's mainly because, oh, we can't get a word into them or they're snobby. But when it comes to Rico Barreno, it's just like Rico Barreno is our everyday person. So I want to know, how are you able to remain humble and still grace your fans the way that you do?
Because Kevin Lau said it best, you don't want to treat anyone any kind of way. You never know when they might end up being above you or your boss. I've watched a lot of friends go from, you know, from the bottom. Like Drake said, you know, you start from the bottom and they, you know, before you know it, they blink their eyes and you're like, wow. One move, it was one move or decision that they made that got them where they need to be. Then I've seen people go from quote-unquote sugar to shit. So it's one of those things. I come from, again, North Carolina, and we are real because you get so many people. You know, I'm right in the middle. They call it the Middle East. So you get people from New York, people from out west, from down south that come. And you have a chance to kind of really see how people move. And, you know, a lot of it was my upbringing, and my mom just instilled a lot of things in me that were common sense. And, you know, I've seen how if you carry yourself a certain way, you basically, you're developing your own haters. You know what I mean? And if you like it, I love it. But, you know, they say the good guys finish last, and that's something I don't mind coming up on the tail end. But I'd rather do that because I know I can walk alone, if that makes sense. I don't have to get out of my car and worry about somebody attacking me or, you know, somebody having a vendetta for, you know, how I carry myself, because, you know, I carry myself or I try to walk in the footsteps of Almighty God. You know, I can't be him at all, but I definitely try to, you know, ask myself what would he do, you know, all the time, and that's how I stay humble.
That's great. So all the listeners out there, we're now online with Rico Barreno. In case you did not know, you can also go to his website at www.ricobarreno.com. I'm your host, Keita Maria, and I'm going to get into the next joint. Stay tuned. We have more coming up with Rico Barreno.
Stop by and holler at you for a minute. Pour out a little liquor or something.
Girl, we done been through a whole lot of shit together. From running these streets to being down for whatever. And now that you're gone, I got a whole lot of shit to tell ya. Things I should've said way back when we was younger. Remember when we used to roll hand in hand? And now I'm tripping on how I really miss you, man. And remember when you and me would say we'd get up out this hood and everything would be okay.
It's all good now. Now. We have the same ideas, but not the same career. We share the same old life, but not the same tears.
You were my homie, my phony, my roadie, my and never played no before me. Man, I swear to God, I love you for that. Why'd you have to get hit? Where was I? What time was it? You were supposed to get older with me. On stage, hands on shoulders with me. Copping them Range Rovers with me. Sitting on things and smoking your heat.
And if it wasn't for the deal that God had made, I'd turn back the hands of time and take your place.
Sitting here sipping on this Tennessee.
about what you meant to me. My, even though you're gone, you'll always be my. When you made it home, I'm still missing you, my. I'm feeling like the timing was wrong, my. Girl, you're smiling down, saying, carry on, my. Sometimes my nights can get long, my. Sometimes I feel God did me wrong, my. So I had to write a song, my. Just to let you know that you're still my. Son is looking at me like, where's my daddy? And your 13-year-old daughter is mad cause she understands. Promised your mama I'd take care of the family, but she's so hurt she turns away my helping hand. Damn, I wish your ass was here, my. To grow that gray beard and smoke, that's the guy, my. And we would talk about you getting up out this game, and you would tell me how it keeps calling your name. Never afraid to die, die, die. But sometimes we in the Lord, why, they tear down these projects. We were homies for like 20 thug years. They were sat in church and cried the same thug tears. You remember when vibe world for me? Now we used to share the same old gear. And remember when you and me would say we get up out this hood and everything would be okay. It's all good now, my people, we out the hood now. It's so easy for both to say, Rob, just live on. When I'm dying every second that you're gone. Nevertheless, I try my best to be strong. Hoping you said your prayers before you went on home. We done stood on these blocks and just shot the breeze. We slapped, then in the middle of the street. And if a fight broke out, you would take up for me. Now all I have left is these good old memories.
Yo, dog, I can't explain how I miss you. We stayed together copping, popping. I miss you most, putting the durag over your bean head. Even out the hood on the scene you brag. Coming up off the fiends, running up out the cleanest jack. You was the closest I had, look how we stayed aces. Hustle made big faces. I wish we could trade places. Giving you ice, I'd rather give you life. And the things that I had, I give you twice. What's the deal, my? I know you holding it down. If you could see me, you would say I'm talking soft right now. But it's hard for me to say when I'ma see you again. And I know it's up, I gotta talk through this pen. But you died for the love of the dough, the love of the block. 16, you was running the spot. Boy, your mama used to hate how we stood on the curb, hanging with wild thugs, smoking the. I'ma keep pouring the flicker, and that's my word. This here's for my niggas that be flipping them birds. Word up.
Say my name, feel my words, see my fame. Hope that hurt, take what you got. Don't ask for much and just make it work. Make it work. Yeah, I'm doing good, I got a lot on my mind though. Like where did my time, my friends and my mind go? I break down, roll up and I rhyme slow. In the wrong lane, Mack truck with a blindfold. But how could I not sin? When all of my options are top 10. And all of these from my shows that I'm rocking keep pulling me down, I am locked in all over this magazine. Break down, roll it up, start imagining this battle scene
So blinded by the city lights.
Hey,
I'll never have just one love.
I
in my accent. I'm hoping this year hurts you the most. Check my bank account and tell me how you loving that. I got a new love, so you ain't gotta worry about
it. So blinded by the city light.
Hey,
I'll never have just one love.
Don't mode, it's that egg ray. Egg ray.
Egg ray.
Nigga playing games, get that egg ray.
Egg ray. Yeah. I had to do it for the street, home. Do right. Get money, live life, home. Got young. Watch it. Yeah. CFG. Yeah.
From the airport, put down your bag. I could tell you've been working all night. You want a bag? Let me go, take the jets on a jacuzzi. Sit down, relax. The water's ready, take your clothes off and leave. And let's begin.
You don't know
how long I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna taste so cantaloupe.
So baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? Cause I wanna see you watch the sunrise with no panties on. Girl, it's just so easy to get to it with no panties on. I'll look you in your eyes while I kiss you with no panties on. Baby, hop out the water and fade your style. Here, let me dry you off and lay you down. Now here comes cocoa butter oil. I'ma rub you down. Ow. Squeeze your wet body slowly. Cause I love the sound. Girl, you don't know
how bad I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna take the candle low. With no panties on, yeah. I look you in your eyes while I kiss it with no panties on.
Thanks for calling into First Fan Radio. I'm your host, Keita Maria. We have live on air the one and only Rico Barino. In case you missed it, you can always go back to www.firstfanradio and check out the full interview. Rico.
Yo.
All right, Mr. Barino. I have a couple more questions for you, of course. My next question to you is, at what point in life did you realize that you was going to make music your career?
After I got out of high school, I got kicked out of high school, going through the teenage thing, and, you know, I was going through a lot at the time, the mother of my kids. I started early, and she had a history of wanting to be violent, and I didn't know it. So, you know, I went through the violent phase with her, the whole domestic violence thing. Of course, I wasn't the one, you know, doing the starting the violence. I was more anti. And, you know, she was fresh off the street, a little young girl, you know. She was spunky, but she was definitely, she had that violent streak. So I ended up getting kicked out of school, and I started asking myself, because I was, you know, I was heavily recruited to go to NC State University, and, you know, And I was looking forward to doing it, but at the time, you know, when I got kicked out, they kind of set everything back. And just I started questioning, was that something that I wanted to do passionately, or did I just want to focus my attention on the talents that I had already had, you know, due to God and my mother and my father, knowing that my whole family was musically inclined. So I ended up choosing music.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I can say that's one thing I did not know about you. I didn't know that you was a bad boy at one point in your life.
Yeah.
My next question is, what is a way for your fans to reach out to you if they wanted to collab with you, or if they wanted to maybe, you know, feature upcoming songwriters that they wanted to submit songs to you? What is a way where they can reach you?
I guess, you know, it's simple. Just all the social networks. I like to make sure everyone knows that my name is spelled with two C's, not one. So it's RICCO. You got Rico Love. He has one C. So I'm Rico Barino. That's two C's, RICCOBARRINO. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook. You know, you can send me a music to Rico Barino at Gmail. And again, it's Rico Barino, RICCOBARRINO.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Rico, do you have any feature collaborations coming up? Or is there anyone that you have not worked with already that you would like to work with and do a collab with?
I've actually been, you know, me and Kels have been doing some, you know, Dr. Kelly, and I've been doing a lot of independent records, just showing some love to a lot of independent people, and as well as artists that are getting ready to be signed. And I actually teamed up with, like, you know, he's like a little brother to me from around my way at the Carolinas. His name is Tego B. Check him out. He's definitely, you know, cold, and, you know, he's a good dude. He kind of reminds me of myself. But we have a record that's called 69 that's out. And that record is very interesting. I think you're going to really like it. So, you know, look out for Tego B and the 69 record.
69. Is it what I think it's about? Okay, well, we'll definitely be looking out for that. I want to talk about your mixtape, From the Club to the Crib. That's a very interesting title. Mm-hmm. I want to know, how did you come up with that concept for your title, for your album, EP?
Well, I always put myself in someone else's shoes. It's just like, you know, how did the writer come up with, like, this movie and that movie, and, you know, what was Tyler Perry thinking about when he came up with this character? That's how I am with my music. So I put myself in a couple places. I put myself in the shoes of the young college student that, you know, works hard, but they want to have fun. You know, at the end of the day, they go to the club and they're having fun with their friends, and then, you know, they, you know, get a couple drinks and they're feeling good, and, you know, of course, they're looking for action after that. They just, you know, trying to figure out how are you going to top the night off. And the same applies to the hardworking man or woman, you know, that want to just get out for a night on the town, or a superstar. You know, you're going, you're having your release parties, and, you know, so it's something that we all do, we all go through. And so that's why I named it that, because I feel like everyone has experienced that wonderful night with someone that they admire so much. So I named it From the Club to the Crib. It also goes through that timeline for women, you know, when you're doing your hair, you're getting ready to go to the club, you know what I mean? You need that music to kind of, you know, get some pep in your step. And you go to the club and you're having fun, and you may go to the after party, and that may be at the strip club, and you go home. So it's about how you envision your night going. So it's From the Club to the Crib.
Absolutely, absolutely. For everyone just tuning in, I am live on air with the one and only Mr. Rico Barino. I'm about to get into his new single, Panties. Coming back, we will be taking callers. So get your questions ready. He's right here. He's willing to answer whatever questions he got. And stay tuned. First Fam Radio, it's your girl, Keita Maria, live with Rico Barino.
I Let's pick you up from the airport, put down your bag. I could tell you've been working all night, you want a bag. Let me go, take the jets on the jacuzzi, sit down, relax. The water's ready, take your clothes off and leave them, and let's begin.
Girl, you don't know
how long I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna take so cantaloupe.
So baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? 'Cause I wanna see you watch the sun rise with no panties on. Girl, it's just so easy to get to it with no panties on. I'll look you in your eyes while I kiss you with no panties on. Baby, hop out the water and play the style. Here, let me dry you off and lay you down. Now here's some cocoa butter oil. I'ma rub you down. Ow. And squeeze your wet body slowly, 'cause I love the sound. You don't know
how bad I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna take your cantaloupe. Now baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? Get to it with no panties on. Yeah. I look you in your eyes while I kiss it with no panties on. Pick you up from the airport, put down your bag. I could tell you've been working all night, you want a bag. Let me go, take the jets on the jacuzzi, sit down, relax. The water's ready, take your clothes off and leave them, and let's begin.
Girl, you don't know
how long I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna take so cantaloupe. So baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? 'Cause I wanna see you watch the sun rise with no panties on. Girl, it's just so easy to get to it with no panties on. I'll look you in your eyes while I kiss you with no panties on. Baby, hop out the water and play the style. Here, let me dry you off and lay you down. Now here's some cocoa butter oil, I'ma rub you down. Ow. And squeeze your wet body slowly, 'cause I love the sound.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna take the candle out. Now baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? Cause I wanna see you watch the sunrise with no panties on. Girl, it's just so easy to get to it with no panties on. Yeah. I look you in your eyes while I kiss it with no panties on.
This is your girl, Keita Maria. You're tuned into First Fam Radio. We have the one and only Rico Barrino online. If you've missed it, then you can always go to www.firstfamradio and hear this whole show live. Rico?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to bring some of the callers in. I'm going to go to caller 410. Do you have any questions for Rico?
Hey, yeah, Rico, this is Cam Bugsy from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm an upcoming hip-hop artist or whatever. I never really heard your music, but I knew who you was. I kind of like that song. Do you got any advice to give to an up-and-coming artist about the industry, the game, which can make it easier, and what a mic can do that might make it worse?
I feel like be yourself, one. That would make it easier because you wanna attract the fans, the followers, to who you really are. Be an open book, but don't be so open to the fact that it'll ruin you. You know, being an open book is like what happened, what you see on reality shows. You know, you want to bear some, but don't bear just enough to where you allow people to judge you. I would say you work hard, sharpen your craft, keep throwing music out there. What they say, jacking for beats, go in and definitely start, sharpening your craft. I call it shooting in the gym. When you're taking your free throw shots, in the gym, it only makes you better. Every time you go through countless hours of it. So just like finding new songs that people are going crazy over and then putting them out, posting them, getting your face out there, draw the attention of people, if you don't have any kids, if you can constantly be out, be where people like you are, at all times, where they're networking. And I feel like those are the tools and avenues that you need in order to get you noticed. I look at Meek Mills. Meek Mills was coming in the game when I just got signed with Grand Hustle, and actually they were gonna sign him as well before he went over to Maybach Music. And I just watched the way he moved, and he stayed repetitive, just jacking for beats, trying to stay catchy, trying to find different subtopics. In hooks that were catchy. And so that's what it's about, just trying to stay relevant, futuristic, catchy, and at the same time keep the integrity of who you are so you don't find yourself in this very sticky situation asking yourself why,
Yeah. All right, so I got another question. With me coming into the game, give me some type of idea of how deals work, meaning regular deals, 360 deals, the type of deals to avoid and the type of deals I should look into.
Again, being independent is a great thing right now. So it's all about numbers, the numbers game. And, you got some artists, I won't even say their names, but it's an artist out right now. He has a super hot song. He has a 360 deal. A 360 deal is a good deal because, of course, it got more airplay, but it's a bad deal because everything that you own, everything that you are, your brand, T-shirts, show money, CD money, all that goes back to them. So it's basically really a single deal. You know what I mean? So you want to try to kind of avoid 360 deals. You want to kind of look at it like developing – look at your sound like developing credit. You know, the more, the better you get your credit score, the you can get what you want out of the department store. You know, right. I mean, you can go buy the car you want. So when you are, you know, branding yourself and constantly, you know, setting up your photo shoots to be seen and doing all these songs and getting it out to people, have the faith that believe that you'll land the type of deal you want. You know, I feel like there's no really such thing as a great deal anymore unless you have those numbers and they want to sign you and you can kind of go in there and be who you want to be. You have to watch out now because a lot of the record execs would love to sign you, but then they want a portion of your rights, which means not only the difference between a right and a royalty. A royalty is they sign you and you get that, you know, you get the accumulation of what has been played. Rights, meaning they want a percentage of what you wrote. And you wrote it and they didn't. So they basically sitting at home with their families eating good while you out struggling on the road. So I think the best thing to do is stay independent, grind, get your numbers up, and then they'll come looking for you.
Okay, thanks. That's
it. My thanks, caller 410. Thanks for your questions and thanks
appreciate
for calling
you,
in. And you're live with First Fan Radio. I have Rico Barino online. We're going to go into Drift by Rico Barino off his new mixtape, From the Club to the Crib.
Go down.
I told Wally I didn't want to do this, but you gave me no other choice. Wally, look what you made me do. Rico, hold up, hold up. The club is obese and my pockets on throw out. The DJ in the booth making the speakers wanna blow out. Got a team of ladies with me and we bout to get it. Hold up. And shawty say she wanna star. I told her make a squat and take off like a car. She really wants to drive like Dennis Kirkpatrick. Go on and grab a stick, pop the clutch, get at it. You got air like a Ferrari. What was I thinking, girl, I'm sorry. I meant to say that you got curves like a Bugatti. Watch me spin this one to bread, Ricky Bobby.
Go make that drip, go make that drip. Go make that drip, go make that drip. Go make that drip.
Don't make that drip. That booty moving slow, special ed, call it stupid. You be doing things with that rest of the whole crew. You got a foreign body, make them say, who that? Now pop the clutch for the cash. Snatch the brake, make it slide for the fans. Engine running on my collar, stay to dash. Give it to me till you run out of gas. Yeah, girl, you driving it like a winner. You in the front, I'm in the rear, you no beginner. Make that booty do donuts for me. I love the way you twerk, it's true story.
Don't make that drip. 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 Don't make that drip.
Let me see you make it.
Hey, you need a race track for the way you ride it. Everybody moves to the side when you wind it. You should work for NASCAR, girl. Let me find you. Now let me show you around Tokyo.
Don't make that drip. 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 Don't make that drip.
Let me see you make it. Drip.
you up from the airport, put down your bag. I could tell you've been working all night, you want a bag. Let me go, turn the jets on the jacuzzi, sit down, relax. The water's ready, take your clothes off and leave, and let's begin.
Girl, you don't know
how long I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna taste so cantaloupe. So baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? 'Cause I wanna see you watch the sunrise with no panties on. Girl, it's just so easy to get to it with no panties on. I'll look you in your eyes while I kiss you with no panties on. Baby, hop out the water and play the style. Here, let me dry you off and lay you down. Now here's some cocoa butter oil. I'ma rub you down. Ow. And squeeze your wet body slowly, 'cause I love the time.
You don't know
how bad I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna take the cantaloupe. Now, baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? To get to it with no panties on, yeah. I look you in your eyes while I kiss it with no panties on.
Thanks for tuning in to First Fan Radio. I'm your girl, Kita Maria. We are live with the one and only Rico Barino. Mr. Barino?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely had an awesome time with you. I enjoyed you on the show.
Likewise, likewise. It was a blessing to be on your show.
Thank you. And to all the listeners out there, you can definitely go to livemixtape.com and download Rico's EP From the Club to the Crib. Also, there's Musical Evolution, and Drift is now on iTunes. Mr. Barino, can you just give a shout-out what your Twitter is, pretty much all your social networks for all your fans out there who don't already have it?
Yeah, again, you know, self-explanatory. Shout out to, you know, everybody, my whole team. You could definitely go to my Twitter, follow me, Rico Barino, RICCOBARRINO. That's RICCOBARRINO. The same applies for Instagram, Facebook, my website, RicoBarino.com, and the rest is history. You know, right now is a great time. We're getting ready to definitely have the EP release party in Greensboro, North Carolina on Saturday, April 12th. You know, if anybody, you know, in a 100-mile radius, 200, that don't mind traveling, love partying outside of their own city, you know, make sure you come. I'm signing autographs. I'm showing love. And there's a chance for you to definitely get in the next video, which will be Drift, coming real soon, late spring.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Rico, once again. And can you just give the Kita Maria show a drop, please?
Definitely. You know what I mean? Shout out to Kita Maria. You know, it's been a blast. You're now rocking with Kita Maria. I'm your boy, Rico Barino, and I'm giving a salute. Yo.
Thank you, Mr. Rico Barino. And to all the callers, that was Mr. Rico Barino. And we're going to go into one more time, No Panties by Rico Barino. And don't forget to download the EP From the Crib to the Club, livemixtapes.com.
Girl,
pick you up from the airport, put down your bag. I could tell you've been working all night, you want a bag. Let me go, take the jets on a jacuzzi, sit down, relax. The water's ready, take your clothes off and leave, and let's begin.
Girl, you don't know
how long I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
how bad I wanna taste so cantaloupe. Baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? 'Cause I wanna see you watch the sun rise with no panties on. Girl, it's just so easy to get to it with no panties on. I'll look you in your eyes while I kiss you with no panties on. Baby, hop out the water and play the style. Here, let me dry you off and lay you down. Now here's some cocoa butter oil. I'ma rub you down. Ow. And squeeze your wet body slowly, 'cause I love the sound.
You don't know
how bad I waited for this moment, yo.
Girl, you don't know
How bad I wanna take the cantaloupe. Now, baby, won't you climb up in the bed with no panties on? Hey. 'Cause I wanna see you watch the sun rise with no panties on. Easy to get to it with no panties on. Yeah. I look you in your eyes while I kiss it with no panties on.
Can you count $1 million in the dog?
We gotta get rich.
All right. Can you be where they said you never come?
We gotta get rich.
Can you move out easy in a week?
You gotta get rich.
Can you make your whole clique rich off dope, nigga?
My nigga sell crack like it's legal. Rolling in a river with a car full of smoke with dread niggas in it. Get paid, I made.
Turn up, turn up. My whole clique rich off dope. My whole clique rich off dope.
Even the one that the passed away, 'cause my mama done told me the Bible way. Guess I went round the gutter way, I had to find me another way. We were stressed on the dead end road, being cheap OG and Kilo. Living profit, girl, the G-Code. Me untamed, this ain't a Rico. Living Fred and Caddy Jungle. Cadillac, Big Hawk, and Big Bro. With a hustle, with a green fee bowl. Rich, rich, big Sean and
Mario. Even my grandmama sold that blow. Even my daddy was gone off that boy. That's that hair on if you don't know. Remember the first time I sit that lean right there on National. No, I can't sell dope forever, but I can't go broke no more. If the police lock me up for selling dope, I gotta go. I got partners up that road that I might not see no
my
more.
My nigga sell crack like it's legal. Rolling in a Regal with a car full of smoke with dread niggas in it. Get paid, I made.
Turn up, turn up. My whole clique rich off dope.
Straight like that, cushed out flow, but it tastes like crack. 100 pounds, but it look like rack. Yeah, niggas like them packs. Ain't rap shit, niggas like that threat. But real shit, niggas don't like that tax. And my price is flat, cause the whole point is to make more back. Ain't tryna make friends, I'm tryna make twins. Ain't tryna make a meal, I'm tryna make shit. And these hoes ain't tryna make shit. Beat the pussy off like I'm tryna make a dick. Tryna go with Lily cause she tryna make print. Yeah, I get the hint. Plus I ain't gotta deal with the bullshit. That's real money spent. I'm back in the trap. When a jet boy get stacked up beat with the back of the strap. Where your favorite rapper ain't never been there. Where that hoe you love ain't never been a rat. Where these stitches finding ways then bet no way to make it back. And when you see me tryna get it, now I got a sack 6 days on sleep last week. I told you that.
Crack like it's legal. Rolling in a Regal with a car full of smoke with dread niggas in it. Get paid, I made.
Turn up, turn up. My whole clique rich off dope.
Election time is coming. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president, a old man told me, instead of spinning billions on the wall, we can use some of that money in the ghetto. I know some so poor, when it rains that's when they shower, screaming fight the power, that's when the vulture devoured. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, if I was president. But the radio won't play there, they call it rebel music. How can you refuse it? Children of Moses. If I was president, elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, I was president. Tell the children the truth, the truth. Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. Tell them the truth, yeah. Tell them about Marcus Garvey. Tell the children the truth, yeah. True. Tell them about Martin Luther King. Tell them the truth, the truth. Tell them about JFK. I was president, I was president. I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. I was president, yeah, that's the truth right there.
Ah.
started living. Ooh, baby, are you listening? When you say you love me, know I love you more.
I look up, yeah, and I take my time, nigga. I'ma take my time, whoa. Mm-hmm. Power moves only, nigga. Boy, I'm about my business on business. I drink liquor on liquor. I have women on women. Yeah, that's butt bad bitches. I done lived more than an 80-year-old man still kicking. Cause they live for some moments, and I live for a living. But this for the girls who barely let me get to first base on some ground ball shit. Cause now I run my city on some town hall shit. They praying on my motherfucking downfall, bitch, like a drought. But you gon' get this rain like it's Mayweather. Good music, yay weather. Champagne just tastes better. They told me I never, boy, never say never. 12 flow special like an infant first step. I got paid, then reverse debt. Then I finally found a girl that reversed stress. So now I'm talking to the reaper to reverse death. Yep, so I can kick it with my granddad, take him for a ride. Show him I made something out myself and I just tried. Show him the house I bought the fam, let him tour inside. No matter how far ahead I get, I always feel behind in my mind. But fuck trying and not doing, cause not doing is something a nigga not doing. I said fuck trying and not doing, cause not doing is something a nigga not doing. I grew up to M Big and Pac, bitch, and got ruined. So until I got the same crib, Big had in that juicy vid, bitch, I can't motherfucking stop moving. Go against me, you won't stop losing. From the city where every month is May Day at home, spray a dome, niggas get sprayed up like AK was cologne for a paycheck alone. Yeah, I know that shit ain't fair. They say Detroit ain't got a chance, we ain't even got a mayor. You write your name with a Sharpie, I write mine in stone. I knew the world was for the taking and wouldn't take long. We on trying to be better than everybody that's better than everybody. Rep Detroit, everybody. Detroit versus everybody. I'm so fucking first class, I can spit up on every pilot. The city's my metropolis, fill it, it's metabolic. And I'm over niggas saying they the hottest niggas. Then run to the hottest niggas just to stay hot. I'm one of the hottest because I flame drop, drop fire. And not because I'm name dropping, Hall of Fame dropping. And I ain't taking shit from nobody unless they OGs. That ain't the way of a OG, so I G-O collect mo G's. Every dollar never changed though, I'm just...
Run 22, they run 24, had the pain and they love family. What else?
Yes, yeah, yes, yes, yes.
What else?
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Right. Bang, bang, gang, bitch.
Okay, the only thing legal is the gun. I let the colada pin dissolve under my tongue. I let the revolver spin, you niggas ought to run. No Ken Ryu, Chun Li, Connie Chun. Now let's begun, Shanghai Shogun. Kung Fu finish him, Shang Ti Sung. Beam on his nose and blum bum bum bum. Lay a nigga down, wait for his niggas to come. Man with the hand, I will saw off your thumb. Let the chopper sing while I'm banging off their drum. Loading banana clips to hit you in the plum. Niggas selling dope the same color as rum. Pinky ring polar bear, take the polar plunge. Get beheaded, castrated, hung, sacrifice. I got niggas in the afterlife. I got drugs in my body of Christ. Oh Lord, car show Ford, find a parking space Ford. Give a nigga hell when I am holy Bible board. Third eye open with the Ray-Bans on it. I can't speak about it, but hey man, I'm on it. Think what you want, there's a big for the blunt and the f-
Obama didn't